You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, Prince Rupert has finally got the word that the city of 12,000 can begin the arduous task of replacing their entire water and sewer infrastructure after they received more than $77 million from the federal government's Disaster Mitigation and Adaptation Fund. Those funds are on top of $65 million from the province and another $45 million in city borrowing to make up the more than $200 million project that will see more than 26 kilometers of pipes replaced over the next 3 to 5 years. On Thursday night, Prince Rupert will host an open house at the Leicester Center for the Arts to discuss the disruption residents can expect and what they'll have to deal with during construction, but also what the community can expect to see once the water woes of the past are gone forever, but it won't be an easy road. Earlier this year, Prince Rupert was also at the forefront of another funding announcement after the province earmarked $250 million for the Northwest Resource Benefit Alliance, which could also help Prince Rupert shore up infrastructure needs. I spoke with Prince Rupert Mayor Herb Pond on the heels of that announcement and what is in store for Prince Rupert in 2024, as well as what it will take to replace the 100-year-old pipes. Stay with us.
I'm Herb Pond, and I'm the mayor of Prince Rupert.
Great, Herb. Thanks so much for being with us again here on CICK News. Of course, a pretty amazing announcement came last week, $250 million over the next 5 years to the Northwest BC Resource Benefit Alliance. This is a project that has been 10 years in the making, and this is the first real substantial financial commitment from the provincial government. Maybe walk me through kind of your visit with the other mayors from the region down to Victoria last week, and what did you hear?
Yeah, so as you know, there are three of us that are the co-chairs for the much larger organization. We each have been appointed by our respective regional district to carry this ball forward. And we knew, we'd had meetings over the last year and a half. Of course, people have been, as you said, working on this for 10 years. I happen to have the pleasure of being one of the people that got to carry the ball over the line. But there's been a ton of work done on this over years. And we had lots of signs and signals that we were getting close. And at the same time, there's always debate within government, as there should be. As to each funding request and how it gets handled. And we wanted to make sure that people didn't forget us or forget the Northwest. And so probably a month ago, we let the premier and others know that we would be coming down to be there for the throne speech. Excuse me. To be there for the throne speech and then also for budget day. And what we were telling them was we wanted to be there to celebrate the good news because we were confident that they would be including this in this upcoming budget. And so that's why we were there. We had some meetings and then there were some follow-up meetings with staff from our staff. So just a really good, productive push to get it over the finish line. I can't say enough about the efforts from my MLA, Jen Rice, but also all three of the MLAs supported it. But Nathan Cullen was instrumental as well. Big day.
Yeah, no doubt. Herb, we've talked about these infrastructure needs in Prince Rupert several times now. Of course, this is going to be a big help, but it's $250 million over the next 5 years. That's about $50 million a year. And there's 21 communities and regional districts that are part of this alliance, from all the way from Massett to Vanderhoof. Now, How is this money going to be divvied up? Does everyone get the same slice of the pie, or are communities going to have to apply for an amount of money for a particular project? How is this all gonna work, and when could these communities start seeing some of this money? Because I know, and of course you know, and Rupert, the infrastructure needs are critical at the moment.
Yeah, there's work to be done still on the allocation. There's work that has been done on the allocation. And government has, the province has some strong ideas. And so there's some work to be done within the coalition, within the alliance, to come up with formulas that work for everybody, from the smallest municipalities and the electoral areas within the regional district. So that's still a bit of a blank. However, there are several pieces to this that really matter. One is both government and ourselves are really eager to see the money distributed out, and so this isn't going to be a long drawn out process. Secondly, you know, regardless of the allocation, as you say, you know, $50 million a year divided a lot of different ways might sound like a smaller number, but the significance is it's a multi-year deal. That's the magic, and so that's how the fair share and the peace began. It was I don't want to call it a modest beginning, but it was a modest beginning compared to what it is today. And so in executing a five-year agreement, we can plan. We don't have to guess next year what kind of funding we might be receiving from the province. And so, and then we can use that money for matching money in other grants and other applications. That's the game changer. The money itself is important, but it's that ongoing, predictable piece that hopefully it gets renegotiated many times over, and 50 years from now, people are still benefiting from this day. This arrangement.
Yeah, no doubt. Just the last thing for you, Mayor Pont. Of course, this has been about 10 years in the making. It sounds like it had support from both sides of the aisle, both parties, major parties in the province. Of course, we're in an election year, so we'll see a provincial election later in the fall of this year. What's your hope going forward, seeing this initial 250 mil over the next 5 years, but where does it go from here? What could come next is what I'm really curious about. So where do you see the alliance going from here?
Well, you know, it's early days, but I think so. First of all, we have to get the allocation formula and sign an agreement with the province that works for everybody. But there's been early discussions that say there's a momentum that's been built by us coming together. And are there opportunities for the communities within the RBA region to find other ways that we might work together? Here's one small example is if all of a sudden we're all going to do some road paving, maybe it works better if we don't bid against each other for the limited resources that are available. Maybe if we work together, we can put together a plan that allows each community to get the paving done a little more cost effectively. Don't know if that can happen or not, but there's the kind of thing that because we've begun to work together on this alliance, there's I think other opportunities going forward.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com. or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.